Time now for some music and a classic American tale, the hometown songstress who one day lights up Broadway. Here's a hint, she became a really, really good witch.
You will be popular.
Popular, all right. That's Kristen Chenoweth, formerly of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and star of the musical Wicked. She won a Tony for her performance as Glinda the Good Witch. Tomorrow night, she'll be in a new TV series for ABC called GBC, Good Christian Bells, who are kind of wicked. She's got a new book out. She's going on her first tour.
I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular.
And she can show us how to crown a career that started in the pews and went to the Great White Way and beyond. Like a lot of powerful American singers, Kristen Chenoweth started singing in church.
I was probably about 7, and I auditioned for a church solo. And there were mainly adults there, but I showed up, and they said, well, you're not going to get this solo in this particular song, but would you like to sing sometime in church? And I said, yeah. And so not long after that, I sang a song called Jesus, I Heard You Had a Big House. And I sang it, and that was the end of that.
At the age of 12, Kristen Chenoweth got another big break, performing at the Southern Baptist Convention's National Conference. She sang a song called 4'11", which proved prophetic that is, in fact, her exact height. And when I spoke to her recently, I couldn't resist asking her to sing some of it for me. I wondered if you'd grace us with singing a little bit of it. Is that possible?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm battling a really bad throat infection, but I'll do my best. The chorus is, I'm only 4'11", but I'm going to heaven, and that makes me feel 10 feet tall. They say I'm not too strong, but I've known all along I've got the greatest power of all. He lifts me up, makes me shout, come to Jesus, that's what I'm all about. I'm only 4'11", but I'm going to heaven, and that makes me feel 10 feet tall. Isn't that fun?
But if petite, she's always been a powerful package as a human being, and that includes her faith, which she's unabashed about. She's let it flow. When Kristen Chenoweth came to New York from Oklahoma's Lyric Theater, she fell in love with New York overnight. A friend suggested she try out for an Equity musical he was working on. She showed up, auditioned, and got the part.
You know, back then, I didn't know what I didn't know, so everything was a new experience for me. And then for the audition to go that way, I just thought, what? So I'm a big God person, and I thought that maybe I should listen to what was happening, and they just said, you know, we want to offer you this part, and they called my dad, and because I said, you can call him and talk to him about my salary.
Because you didn't have an agent.
I didn't have an agent. So my dad negotiated my first contract.
You say you're a big God person. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, when you say you grow up in church and in the Bible Belt, that kind of gives a stigma that some people may like or dislike. But I'm very proud of my upbringing, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world. Nowadays, though, saying that you're a Christian, there's a lot of people who look at that in a negative light, which breaks my heart. I very proudly am a Christian, and I am a God person, and I say that because for me, yes, church and being around people like how I believe is important, but it's also important to me to show others that don't have any faith or don't believe like me, that I accept them and don't judge them.
So you'd like to have an inclusive view of your faith?
Yeah. It's not my job to decide whether someone is a sinner for doing something or being something or saying something. You know, my grandma said, oh, Chris, I read the Bible like I eat fish. I take the meat that serves me well, but I don't choke on a bone. I loved that, and I've never forgotten it.
That's great. Now, I'd like to turn to your TV roles because, of course, you've appeared in West Wing and You won an Emmy in Pushing Daisies. One of our favorite roles here is your role in Glee. You've appeared as April Rhodes, and I'll remind people she's the high school dropout who never quite makes it on the Broadway stage. And there's an excerpt of you from that show singing Maybe This Time from the musical Cabaret. Let's listen to that.
Everybody love's a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peter.
goosebump raising, and I'm thinking, I love how you do it. Were you thinking Liza Minnelli, or did you just not think at all about her?
Oh, I was so nervous because, to me, it's her song. So I just threw myself into the moment when we were in the recording studio, and I remember Ryan Murphy came by, the creator of Glee, and he just said, just go for it, Kristen. This can be your song, too. And I think that was very freeing for me, to just be able to put my own stamp on it, and to me, there is no one other than Liza, but hopefully I did her proud.
You rock it.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing that you possess is great comedic timing. Where's that come from?
Oh, gosh, you know, my family and I are still trying to figure it out. I think honestly, you know, I'm adopted, and it's pretty widely known. My parents are chemical engineers. My mom studied to be a nurse. My brother is a genius, runs a company. I mean, these are the kinds of people that I grew up with, and I always was a little different. But my mother and father have great senses of humor. And I always felt like if I could make them laugh, then I had made it. And my mother makes me laugh to this day. She'll be like, why aren't you trying out for the Misfits? And what she means is Les Miserables. Like, she just can't get things straight. But, you know, they make me laugh. And they've encouraged me my whole life just to be who I am. And, you know, I am the odd duck, but if you met them, you would say, of course she's their daughter, of course.
So let's talk about this new show, GCB, quite a departure from the other roles. You play a gal called Carlene Cockburn, who's the queen of a small group of Dallas friends, high school friends, and you're very religious on the show, but you don't shy away from using your faith to kind of pass judgment on others, which was what you were known for back in high school. Let's hear this scene from the pilot episode.
Does anyone have any prayers for the people? Carlene Cockburn.
Let us remember the parable of the prodigal son, or in our case, daughter. We are overjoyed at the recent return of one of our own back into our fold. Let us open our hearts in support of her as she struggles to pick up the pieces of her shattered, tragic life. And keep us ever mindful of the humiliation of sin, degradation, and lack of moral decency. Is not ours to judge. Amen.
This TV series is based on the book by Kim Gatlin called Good Christian, and the last word rhymes with one of the main characters in Wicked.
Yes,
Good
witches.
Christian witches. It's rumored ABC changed the name to GCB to sort of avoid that.
Look, I'm not an executive, Jackie, but I think that ABC wisely changed the name. I personally would not have been offended, but there has been a lot of controversy, I know, by certain groups that are saying that we were making fun of God, and that hurts me because I'm a Christian and I wouldn't do that. I will say there's a big difference to me in making fun of something and having fun with something, and we do the latter. And I think, obviously, I'm very proud of it, and I hope people enjoy it because it's just chocolate cake. It's just dessert. That's all it is.
Yeah, and you know what? You can have a slice, and you won't even gain an ounce. That's my favorite part.
That's right.
You know, you've released several CDs over the span of your career, featuring everything from gospel songs to pop standards. Now, last fall, you came out with your first country album. It's called Some Lessons Learned, and one of the songs you co-wrote on it is called What Would Dolly Do? Obviously, this is a play on What Would Jesus Do? Do you borrow from the life lessons of Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I can't think of a better example. I've always loved her sense of humor. You know, one time they asked her how long it takes her to do her hair, and she said, I don't know, I'm never there. And then, you know, they asked her, you know, how long it takes her to get ready, and she goes, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And I think, okay, but what's the real person like? And I've gotten to know her a little bit, just a little bit. And I love what I see. This is a woman who has sacrificed and worked her butt off and worked hard to own her own music and not sold it, which is so smart because when you think about Whitney Houston's remake of I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton owned that song when that came out again. And, you know, She's just as a great woman and is there for her friends, and I admire her. So, yeah, that's what I love about her as well.
It's interesting to think, thinking of her and another icon, to think where you might be in 10, 20, even 30 years.
Gosh, I don't even... It's so funny. When I was younger, I was in the Miss Oklahoma pageant, and they asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I thought, oh, please, I just want to graduate. And I kind of always feel still like that little girl. The other day, I was lucky enough to be honored at the Drama League, and they did this whole thing about my career so far. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I did that? Wait a minute, I did that? I did that, too? So I'm trying to learn, as I'm in my 40s, to embrace what I've been able to achieve and be proud of it. And I know there's roles that I will want to play before I die, but, you know, I'm still just taking one day at a time.
That's actress and singer Kristen Chenoweth. Her new TV show is called GCB. It premieres tomorrow night on ABC, and her latest album is called Some Lessons Learned. And she'll be performing songs from it as well as many of her Broadway favorites when she embarks on her first tour this May, in a couple months. Kristen Chenoweth, we really wish you well with that. It's been a great pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendatc. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. And until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.